Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. This Tuesday's message is all about the important activity of thanksgiving, which ushers you into the presence of God and brings about the Holy Spirit in your life. Today, Bishop Dag will teach you that you can give the Lord thanks, not only in word, but in deed also by giving your substance. Today's message will cause you to think deeply about all God has done for you and how you can demonstrate your gratitude to Him through giving.
Today is Thanksgiving Sunday, as well as next week's Sunday. So there are two Thanksgiving Sundays, and we are here to thank the Lord for all that He has done. Amen. Has the Lord done anything for you? Okay. So much. Is that not so? So much. More than you can carry. Amen. And we want to thank Him by praising Him and also by thanking Him with our substance. Now, if you read Proverbs 3 verse 9, can you turn with me please to Proverbs 3? The book of Proverbs, and we want to look at the third chapter. And you'll see the verse 9. Honor the Lord with thy substance. Now, the reason why this verse is there, it says, honor the Lord with thy substance, is because there are different ways or different things with which you can honor God, all right? And you can honor Him with your words, you can honor Him with your songs, you can honor Him with your clap offering, you can honor Him with your hands waved, you can honor Him in so many different ways. But now the Lord is saying, honor the Lord with thy substance. And that is why at this Thanksgiving period, which we have dedicated two Sundays for, we want to be thankful to God. And we want to come to Him and say, Lord, thank you for saving me, for helping me, for blessing me throughout the year. Here I am. Here I am waiting. No, there's another song we used to sing when we started church. Here we are in your presence, lifting holy hands to you. Here we are praising Jesus for the things He's done for us. Oh, for the things He's brought us through. All right, here we are praising Jesus for all the things He's brought us through. Amen. And so we want to thank the Lord with our substance. That means with something that is substantial. I think somebody has brought this beautiful offering. I think it's a great idea. And I want to encourage you next week when you are coming, bring more. Because there are a lot of, you know, these ones we are going to eat them. The pastors are going to eat them. No, because we are going to offer it to the Lord. Say, Lord, here you are. And then after that, the pastors will eat it. All right. So there's some cassava here, I think, for the fufu, and some amadan, and some garden eggs here. So this is substance. You get it? Some garden eggs stew here. There's no okra. That's what is missing here. We need okra. We must remember that there are some Ewe pastors amongst us. So we need some okra. Otherwise, it's not a complete offering. My guns also eat okra stew. Is that not so? And who each other people eat okra? Yeah. Fantis don't know. Cabbage, is there any cabbage here? We have some beans. beans. All right. So, substance. But you see, in the absence of the substance, nowadays, since we are not farmers, there's no land to farm in Accra. So most of us can't have farms. You get it? So we bring money, you understand, with which we can purchase things. So we want you to present next week. I know many of you didn't bring. How many didn't bring your Thanksgiving offering? Wave at me. Yeah, I know you wouldn't bring. That's why I made it 2 weeks. You get it? Because I know that this week you wouldn't bring. So it's 2 weeks. This week and next week. So that you come and you thank the Lord. You get it? With your substance. So don't thank me. Thank Him. You look in your life and say, Lord, this is what you've done for me, and I want to say thank you to you. Amen. And so you honor the Lord with your substance. Amen. Now, thanksgiving is a very important activity, because thanksgiving brings you into the presence of the Holy Spirit. And ungratefulness and wickedness and complaining and murmuring puts you right in the center of demons. Amen. And so there are two verses that I believe embody all these things. And one is in 1 Thessalonians 5. I want us to turn to it, please. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And we read it together, please. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 16 says, rejoice evermore. This is being written by somebody who is in prison. You get it? And he's telling people to be happy. What do you think? Somebody's in prison. He's telling you, rejoice. Be happy. And he says, be happy always. Pray without ceasing. Because it's easy to cease. After you prayed for some time, in prayer you don't. I won't pray again. You get it? And then finally, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything. Now, when we talk about in everything, it's talking about the different circumstances in which you find yourself. The day and the night. The summer, the winter, the hot, the cold. Turn with me to Genesis 8, please. I want you to see something that will never change till we get out of this earth. Genesis chapter 8. In Genesis chapter 8, after the floods had gone off, on the very last verse, verse 22, verse 21, we'll read. It says, and the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite the earth anymore, everything as I have done. Verse 22. Now, in verse 22, this is a covenant that he made. Are you there? Are you listening? Okay. Verse 22, he says, while the earth remaineth, as long as the earth is there, these seasons will never stop, will never cease. Amen. Number one, seed time and harvest time. Cold and heat. Summer and winter. Day and night shall not cease. Amen. Through all the changing scenes of life, in trouble and in joy, the praises of my God shall still my heart and tongue employ. All right. This is what it says. Through all the changing scenes of life. Has it come now? In trouble and in joy, the praises of my God shall still my heart and tongue employ. That means praises will employ my heart. They'll give my heart a contract. And then my tongue will also be given another contract to praise. In trouble and in joy. Can I have an amen? Amen. the praises of my God will still employ my heart and my tongue. So my tongue will be employed and my heart will also be employed. Amen. In trouble and in joy. Through all the changing scenes of life, in trouble and in joy, praises of my God shall still my heart and tongue employ. Is that the second verse? They say this one before this one, so you have to ruminate. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, exalt his name when in distress to him I call. Okay, next one. Fear him, ye saints, and you will then have nothing else to fear. Make you his service your delight. He'll make your wants his care. Oh, that's a powerful verse. Through all the changing scenes of life, in trouble and in joy, the praises of my God shall still my heart. So, through the changing scenes which God has promised, that in this verse you see four changing scenes. Number one, seed time and harvest time. Number two, cold and heat. Number three, summer and winter. And number four, day and night. These four have been promised for all of us. You get it? Now, if you live in Europe, you will understand when they say summer and winter. Summer, everybody has a good time. They take off their clothes, they go swimming and they play around. And winter is a time of coldness, darkness. The sun doesn't come out for long. And it's very bitterly cold. And it's not easy. People pray for the summer. But through all, in all things, give thanks. So in the winter, you see, we've got to give thanks. Because you see, you should see us. You see, one of the things that disturbs everybody is hypocrisy. When you are nice here, but you are not nice there. You get it? That's what everybody reacts to. You know, and say, okay, when you are outside, you are nice. But when you are inside, you are not nice. You get it? When you are out there, when everybody can see you, you are Mr. Pleasantino. You are Madam Sweet. But when you are home, you are different. You know? So people start to react against those things and say, no. You get it? Or when there are visitors, you cook very nicely. And you bring out your best foods and your nice plates. You get it? And when there are no visitors, the house is sentenced to yokegari on a daily basis. If you don't take care, they will go and buy food every day. So, Kenke and fish. You get it? So that's what people react, and it's like, why is it that you are like this here and then you are like this here? We want one constant behavior. And so that is what we are talking about, that God has told that there will be summer, there will be winter, there will be day, there will be night, there will be cold, and there will be heat. There will be. And we are expecting you to have the same thankful attitude in the seed time as you have in the harvest. Because harvest there. Harvest is reaping. Any seed you sowed when you were sad when you were sowing the seed, you know, when it was painful to go to school, you are sowing the seed. It's painful to give to the Lord. It's painful to invest in this area. It's painful to pray. And you see, when the harvest time comes and God has answered your prayer, that's one, we don't have to ask you to be thankful. Harvest time, you will be thankful. You'll be singing like Miriam. Miriam was singing when they came out of the Red Sea. You get it? But then, day and night were promised. So throughout, they experienced day, night, summer, winter, cold, hot, seed time, harvest time. And the Bible is telling us that in all things, give thanks. Be thankful to the Lord. Amen. And if we can learn to be thankful in all things, we will experience many, many blessings. Let us not be like the fountain that gives salty water and sweet water at the same time. One mouth that gives praises and another insults and curses and grumblings and murmurings. And you know what? If I was to speak right now as a pastor and say some of the things that people say at home, well, you understand what I'm saying? And I start to say, I shouldn't say, you see, isn't it? You will immediately say he is saying something bad. You understand? But if we start to grumble at home, and now we are tired, the weather is too hot, this and that, why do you want to touch me? What is this and that? And all that, you start to complain, nobody will say you are saying something negative. But we will say it's negative when it's insults. And when it is okay, it's not coming. Don't worry, it won't come. Is that not so? So, ladies and gentlemen, God wants us to be thankful in all circumstances. Don't be nice just to outsiders. And be nasty to insiders. Nice to your tribe, but not nice to another tribe. Yeah. I can go to town there, but I won't. Nice to your country man, but not nice to non-country men. Nice to the white man, but not nice to the black man. In summer, in winter, let us be thankful. That's what God is trying to say. Then the next verse is in Ephesians chapter 5. Let's turn to that. Have you found it? Ephesians chapter 5. It says in let's read from verse 18. Do not be drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Amen. Singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Giving thanks always for all things. Is it possible to give thanks always for all things, Okumensa? Huh? But thank Him, because there is a reason why we have to thank God for certain things. And the reason is that there are many things that are spiritual in their nature, which God is transmitting to us. Do you understand? Which are spiritual, and that is the aim. God has that aim when He's dealing with us. He has an aim. Bible says that we should be conformed to the image of Christ. What is the image of Christ? Love. How many of us are really loving? The image of Christ is that He is not selfish. Most of us live our lives for ourselves. The image of Christ is that He is not offended. When He was destroyed and hurt and insulted, He said, forgive them actively. Actively, He said, actively, He told God. He suggested it to God. Forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. Do you understand? He actively forgave them. How many of us are like that? We are not like that. We do not forgive. We do not easily forget. We do not leave issues. We persist on issues, especially certain tribes. We are quarrelsome. We are always at something, you know. So God is trying to change us. He's trying to make us, one of the greatest things He's trying to do to us is to make us humble. Humility is something we really need. Our pride is our greatest problem, and it's an invisible problem. It's difficult to point out to anybody that he or she is proud. It's very difficult. But you see, God allows us and leads us to certain places for our own sake, without which we will not have the blessing of being humble. If you ever see the fall of a proud person, you will always thank God for the earlier problem that God sends to you to prevent you from becoming proud. Turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy. He says in verse 2, thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee, to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, and whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or not. And he humbled thee. Notice humility. He suffered thee to hunger. Can God actually allow you to be hungry? Well, I didn't say. The Bible says so. He suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he may make thee to know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God.
That's right.
Brothers and sisters, if it were not for some of the suffering and some of the difficulty, you and I would not be humble. Although we preach against it through the faith message that, you know, God does not do bad things to us to make us humble and so on. That's what we preach in the faith message. It's in the Bible directly. It says that, and thou shalt know how the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years to humble thee. I mean, it's as clear as water. God actually brings you to places to make you humble. And there's no greater blessing than to be humble. Because when you are humble, you've become great in the kingdom of God. And if you are proud, you are nothing in the kingdom of God. But when you are humble, you become great in the kingdom of God. So for God to bring you hunger and certain things which will humble you, it means he has given you the greatest blessing. And that is why we need to be thankful always. Because it is so difficult to be humble by yourself. And that is why even the Apostle Paul, who had been to heaven, had seen heaven. He had seen so much glory that he struggled from the time he came back. He struggled to stay on earth. He always wanted to go. It was his greatest struggle to remain here. Because it is difficult to stay here after seeing that. Even though you may work here to increase your glory over there, once you've seen it, the struggle here does not look like it's something that is worth it. Even Paul, who has seen God and his glory, was sent a thorn in the flesh to humble him. He was sent to be distressed by something. And then he prayed and he besought the Lord 3 times that he should be taken away from him. And the Lord didn't mind him. When you pray for something 3 times and it doesn't go, just stop praying about it. Do you understand what I'm saying? And then begin to become like Paul.
That's it.
And now begin to thank God for it. He said, therefore, I take pleasure. I take pleasure in infirmities. I will glory in my infirmities. I mean, for you to get to that place where you are happy and glorifying God for your infirmities. You see, but very few people ever get to that place. I was telling one pastor the other day that I think that the poverty in Africa and so on is God's blessing for us. He said, what? Then he said to me, I've read your book on, was it Solomon's Success and some other books. And he said that, I am surprised that you say something like this. I said, no. Because you see, you go on further. At first, there's a truth that God delivers us from this. But there is another truth. Why you see that it is these things that have brought us to our knees. Without these things, you go to Europe. Where do you see white people gathered in a church? 1,000, 2,000 people. Where? Show me. They have everything. They have everything. They have turned away from God. They've thrown God outside. Get out. We don't need him anymore. We have everything. There is no God in their thinking. They have become homosexuals, marrying themselves. Men are getting married in a church. Even if you want to be gay, stay out of the church and do what you are doing. But they wanted the pastors to be gay and the pastors to officiate men getting married with men. Look, if it is the poverty in Ghana that has brought me so that today I am not a man getting married to another man in another country, then I thank God it's a blessing.
Amen.
For my mind to become so twisted that I cannot even see. In Europe, the European Parliament, recently, they had to throw out somebody from the European Parliament they had to stop the whole process because he had a personal stance against gay people getting married. So that the whole Europe, the parliaments and the respectable Tony Blairs and Jacques Chirac and the powers that be, they stopped and they had to restart everything because such a person is unacceptable in Europe. Come, you. And you too, come. Stand here. No. Face each other. Now you say to him, I take the, what's your name?
Nat Miller,
and your name is what?
Thank you.
Say, I take thee, Nat Miller, to be my wedded what? With wedded what? My wedded wife. Mercy, what is this? And you take it and you say, I,
Nat Miller,
take thee,
Mega, to be my wedded.
This is being officiated by pastors. Look, I'll tell you, if I have to live in the north or live in any place and be poor so that I'll believe in God, if that is what, if I'm so hardened that that's what I need, then I thank God for it. Then I take pleasure in my infirmities. I glory in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. If that's what it has taken. And I've come to see that we are very hard, because for somebody who has gone to heaven, please go back, it cannot happen in Jesus' name. You cannot marry. I've come to see that we are very, very, very hard. That is why God sometimes has to use certain things. And the things that are in us, we don't even know. When somebody tells you, you are like this. No. It's become a long discussion, a long meeting. And at the end of the meeting, you still don't see. Then later, 3 years later, you say, you know, Pastor, the other time when you were saying this, you know, I was really somewhere, you know, I really... But it's like, you can't see. Most of us can't see ourselves. Spiritually. God has to drive things out of us. That's why sometimes he will put you in a bed of sickness. Go and read all the pastors, the great men of God. Most of them, either they died, their wives died, their children died, they became sick before they started to obey God. Oh yeah, Abraham buried his wife and his little baby on his wife's stomach and put all of them in the ground. Maria Woodworth Etta, she buried five children. When she buried five children, she decided to obey the call of God. A woman. Yeah. A lot of them, that was how they entered the ministry. Because they had a call from the childhood, but they wouldn't do it. We are so hard. And so you must thank God, because it is working for you something powerful. Patience, love, humility. And we all look humble. We look so beautiful, so humble, but we are not. We are not. There's pride. There's arrogance in us. So thank God he's taking away those things. Because in our life, there is summer, there is winter. When the winter comes, it drives away certain things from us. When the seed time comes, it tests you. It says, thou shalt remember how the Lord thy God led thee this 40 years to know thee, to humble thee, to prove thee, to know whether thou wouldest obey his commandments or not. He's bringing us through. And you get to the highest level spiritual when you can thank God. So when I told this pastor, I said, I think that the poverty has led us to God. I was in the north in Tamale this week. I went to a village called Tugu. You see the people, the hardships. They have what they call premature aging. They get older prematurely. The suffering and the hard, people eating from the rubbish dump. Our church building is the only building in the whole village. I mean, the only building with roofing sheets and blocks. Every other town, every other building is a mad hut. And you should see the people and the children. People have looted Ghana's money, and so villages, people are left in abject poverty all over the country. It's true that it's a bad thing, but through it, God is also allowing Christianity, because these same people, you go and see some Ghanaians living in Geneva, you talk to them about God, they'll just throw you, come on, you are just looking for money, clear off from my house right now. Go to Hamburg, go to jail, go to New York, go and see people working on Wall Street, Ghanaians and whatnot, they don't have time for God. Thank God, even the difficulties. Some of you, maybe you've been divorced before. Maybe that is what humbled you. That's what brought you to your knees. Some of the difficulties, thank God it is those things. Those things are probably the best things in your whole life since you were born. Probably is the best thing that ever happened to you. It's the thing that humbled you most. Because it has the greatest spiritual value to humble thee. To know thee, what was in thine heart. Except you have this attitude, you will never really be thankful. Because the seed time, the cold, the winter, those seeds, there are so many. So every day, small blessing, or then it has become winter. Small heat, no, then the thing has turned into cold. So before you realize, small praises, no, it has turned into grumbling. Every day, day and night, by 12 hours, the season has changed. Now, it has turned to complaining. Every day, there's always something that is mixed up. The good and the bad and the ugly are mixing together like a cocktail. And it never ceases. It never ceases. What is it that you don't like about your husband, about your wife? God has hardened his heart. God has hardened her heart like he hardened the heart of Pharaoh. Because God wanted to do his miracles. That's why he hardened Pharaoh's heart, so that he can do miracles. God is blessing you. That's why you were born in Ghana. That's why up to now you don't have a visa. That's why you are not American. Huh? You don't have a passport. That's the reason why. That's the reason why you... How many of you were in Bible school? Bible school, so stand up. You think if you were some successful whatever in New Jersey, you think you'd go to the Bible school and a Anakazo Bible school?
No, Bishop.
Yeah, you wouldn't have come at all. Even you wouldn't even read a book written by me. You look and say, oh, there's some African... Whatever, you just throw it away. What's he trying to say? You just throw it away. You think so? You wouldn't. You wouldn't be. You look down. Black Americans look down on Africans. You just have to meet them and talk to them. Find out they look down on, just as the white people look down on them, they look down on us. Jamaican look down on Africans. Different. We're all looking down on each other. Mercy. Mercy. Reverend Zach, if you had not been born in Winneba, I don't think you'd be here now. You wanted to be a priest when you were young. I don't think you'd have been a priest.
No.
Most of us, we would have been something else. Thank God in all things. Thank him in the seed time. Thank him in the harvest time. Thank him in the cold weather. Thank him in the hot weather. Try and think and see something good about the hot weather. I think if you don't think deeply, you won't see something good about the hot weather. Those who are married, try and think about something good about it. Those who are not married, look carefully. You will see that those who are married have a lot of problems. No, it's true. If you look carefully and you ruminate, to ruminate means to think deeply. You need to ruminate. If you ruminate, you see that those who are married have a lot of problems. Many times it's cold, it's hot, it's winter, summer, seed time. I mean, it's not easy. Sometimes the night is longer than the day. Those who have children, those who don't have children, you see that there's a difference. When you don't have a child, you always want to have a child. When you have a child, you should see how sometimes even their marriage breaks because of the children. And their whole life changes because of the children. Those who are in America, you should see some of them struggling. Why don't they come often for Christmas? Look around and see how many have come from America. They can't come. They are many, ameba. We have to rather go and visit them. It's not easy. Think about it. When you think deeply, you become thankful for the smallest blessing that you have. One day I was very sad and depressed. I was abroad. I was in England. And I was going. Sit down, all of you. I was going to a shop. The shop had two entrances, or an entrance and an exit. The entrance was here and the exit was where. And I was feeling sorry for myself. Why has my life turned out this way? Why are things like this? Why this, I was feeling, my head was bowed down. I was working with Pastor Richard. And I think Reverend Sakitu was there. I was just going quietly, thinking, sorrowful. Sometimes I become sad. As I was entering the room, something said, look. So I looked to my left. And then I saw a man in a special kind of wheelchair that is elongated with some spikes coming out of his neck and some other computer. That is that the guy is stiff. He's paralyzed from the neck downwards. And I think they have brought him just for fresh air to come as if he's going shopping. So that to make believe as if he's going to a shop. Like that. Like Superman. Remember Superman who had that? Yeah. When I saw it, then the Spirit of the Lord said, have you seen a problem? A real problem? I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't have any problem. Let's go. all my problems ended immediately. I said, what I was thinking, if this man could have the problem that I have to exchange with me, he would give $1 million to exchange and collect my problems. Only that we don't think. Sometimes you see a rich man, a beggar outside your door, in your car, and you are counting your CDs. Don't say anything bad to them. Think carefully. You see, one day I was passing, I saw this little Chad boys from Chad. I said, this could be my son. I wanted to cry. This could be my child. Why is it not my child? Why is my child not standing outside the window of a car at the age of 4 begging for money? Why wouldn't you give them something? What have they done? What? Compare yourself. Be thankful. I said, be thankful. You are taking trouble. Be thankful. Go to the north and see people's faces have become hardened from the heat and the sun and the dust. There's no trouble there. Bicycle and walking. That's it. Ghana. Complaining. Only because you have not traveled to other African countries. If you travel abroad to Uganda, Kampala, there's only one traffic light there. And even Kenya. Kenya, which seems like a very great place. You go there, you see that Ghana is nicer than Kenya. Oh, yeah. Thank God in all things. Some of you don't like NDC. Thank God for NDC. NDC have ruled us and prepared us for 20 years. It's good for us. If they have not come, they will not have broken our walls. If they have not broken our walls, I will not have received certain lessons and humiliation and humility that I've received all these years. I need it. It's good for me. Clap for them. Clap for them. It's good. Yeah. When you start to clap for the angels that God is using, then you have understood the value of certain things. So that humility is a great thing. It's a very great thing. You start to clap. That's what Paul said. I take pleasure in my infirmities. I'm now thankful for those infirmities, because I can see that they are very good for me. Thank God. Thank God. It's good. It's good. It's good for me. It was a good thing. And it's good. All the things, good, the bad, all. When you think carefully, you see that God is behind. Because if God loves you, instead, not even a hair of your head can drop. Then what is the problem? You not trust him. He will take care of you. He has taken care of us. He will take care of you. Thank him. In all things, even the things that look hard. When Paul said, respect your authorities, pray for them. He was writing when Nero, the most wicked, barbarous ruler, a Roman emperor, was ruling and killing Christians. That's when he wrote and said, respect those in authority, pray for them. When he wrote, thanks always, he was in prison. Thank God always. So I'm thankful. Do you know that it was in prison that he wrote his letters? The churches he founded have all turned into mosques. And they have all turned into nothing. They are not around today. But the letters he wrote when he was in prison, it was in prison that he started his ministry. The last few years of his life, that's where he sat and wrote Philippians. And I say, rejoice. And I say unto you again, rejoice. Always, this and that, my children, this and that. Writing, Corinthians, this, that, from prison. So if he hadn't gone to prison, he would have said, I'm going to visit the Corinthians to face them directly. But now that I can't come and I'm in prison, I'm going to write to you. And that writing became his ministry up to today. 2,000 years of fruit. But he wouldn't even know what is happening till you get to heaven. Then you see that, this one was a very good thing. This one was the best. You thought your best day was your wedding. No. The best day was your super siniazo. Do you know siniazo? After church, go to the bookshop and ask for a tape called siniazo. Siniazo. Okay? Is it what it was called? Siniazo. Ask for the tape and buy it. You understand the preaching better. Siniazo. If you don't have it, get one. Listen to it. God has blessed us. Even if you die, even if I die now, it must be a very good thing. It must be a good thing. It must be a very good thing. Oh, yeah. Sometimes some people have to die for others to come. Yeah. There must be something good about it. Yeah. Oh, you don't believe in such things. Oh, then you don't believe in God. Don't be afraid of dying. If you die, it must be good. You can't die unless... One of our sisters, she died this year. Our sister's in church, she died. It must be good. She left little children, but maybe there's something good. Maybe the future of that children will be determined by some other person. Wow. Thank God. Always. For all things. How many are ready to join me to thank Him? Thank God you are here today. You could easily not be here. You know where you could be?
Oh, Bishop.
Huh? Bring me cigarette. I need cigarette and a lighter. Matches. When I was in secondary school, I wanted to be made a prefect. And it was a disgrace not to be a prefect. Yeah, it was a disgrace. I mean, why not? You see, but God wanted me to be a leader, but not of a prefect. I wanted to be the prefect. Prefect in charge of saying that table 1, 2, 3 is from 1 to 3. Table 3, 4, 5 is from 4. Table this is from 6. Like that. That's all. God had higher jobs for me. You see? And it made me go deeper into the SU. Yeah. But I was so sad. There is a disease that you get when you don't become a prefect, you sleep. Because when you wake up, it is too difficult, embarrassing. So you sleep. I don't want to mention the name of the disease, but it's a sleeping sickness that you go to bed. They will be asking, where is this? And so he's asleep. I thank Him. I said, I thank Him. Are you grateful?
Yes.
Are you grateful?
Yes.
Are you grateful for your church?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Some of you come to the church and I preach. Some of you get irritated. You see? But thank God that you are in a place where they can preach, you'll get angry or you'll get irritated. Because there are places when you go, it's like, and then you hear the word of God. And God's word will do what? It will affect you. When it has affected you to do what? It will change you. When you are changed, what will happen? God's blessing will come upon your life. And then like that, it will be going on. You see, it does not affect. But some of you, I say things directly, you understand it immediately. You can't say, the pastor was saying something. No, you know what I said. You know what I said. It's good. It's good for you. You know, if I was telling you personally, you'd be angry with me because it's a church and I say, you have to receive it and then you take it like that. Bring it. If I was not in church, light it. Light it. Many of you don't know. You see, many of you don't know, if we were not in church, it would not be any. I'll be smoking like that,
speaking of
drinking, slams. Talking my slangs,
yeah.
Talking about. I thank God I'm in church.
Yeah.
I could easily not be here today. Look at me. How many half-castes do you know? And most of the half-castes you know are there in church.
My grandfather.
Even if I die now, it's okay. At least I found Christ. If I die now, it's okay. I mean, I don't have to have... Because all that I'm living for eternal rewards. That's the reason why I'm still here. It's for eternal. But even... It's okay. It's done enough. You can't imagine it, is it?
At all.
Don't I look professional? I tell you. Pray for us, sinners. If it had not been for Christ. Oh, please. where would you be? Where would I be? Thank him, even for church. Thank him. I'm always thankful to God. And I want you to be thankful from today.
Hallelujah.
And I want you to give a thanksgiving offering to the Lord for today. For his kindness. For his salvation. Billy, where would you have been? Dead by now. Most South Africans like you would be dead. Ask the person next to you, have you been diagnosed with HIV yet? Don't laugh. The person has had sex before and you are asking him whether he has diagnosed it. Ask him properly. Is it not possible? So if you have escaped, I said if you have escaped, thank God. So when you come to church, thank him. Even though certain things have not happened, thank him. Because his blessings are upon your life. Stand to your feet and let's thank the Lord. Come for your cigarette, I won't smoke again. Look, do you know what is rumination? To think deeply. There's a song that we've been singing in church, but we sing it too fast, so you don't hear the words. You get it? You have to think. When you think, you will be grateful. Oh, my soul, do you not know? It's been so from the beginning. The Lord your God is on your side. No. You see, you sing it like, I mean, soccer has a poker. You see, it's advising the soul. Oh, my soul, do you not know? Have you not heard? It's been said from the beginning. It's not a new message. The Lord your God is on your side. Then it goes on. Oh, my soul, don't be afraid. Hope in the Lord by his righteousness and power. He will strengthen, he will guide for the Lord. Let's sing the last part. For the Lord is never... Come on, who is the guy on the screen? Come on. I'm beyond my thoughts. I will trust in him with all my... For the Lord is never weary. His ways are beyond my thoughts. I will trust in him with all my... For the Lord is not tired of your problems. You know, some people are tired of your problems. At a point, see that, hey, Tower, we are tired. This thing every day doesn't go away. For the Lord is never weary. His ways are beyond my thoughts. I will trust in him with all my... My soul, let's sing. Talk to your soul. Oh, my soul, do you not know? Have you not heard? It's been told from the beginning. The Lord your God is on your side. Oh, my soul, oh, my soul. Don't be afraid. Oh, trust in the Lord. Hope in the Lord. By his righteousness. By his righteousness and power. He will strengthen. He will guide. Soar on wings like eagles. Held by the hand of God. I will run. On his name I call. For the Lord. trust in Him with all my. For the Lord is never weary. He's not tired. Come on. Yeah. For the Lord is never weary. His ways are beyond my thoughts. I will trust in Him with all. God is never weary, and His ways are beyond my thoughts. I will trust in Him. His ways are beyond my thoughts. So you need to, when you go home, you need to start to say, "Oh my," when you are feeling sad, "Oh my soul, do you not know? Have you not heard? It's been said from the beginning, the Lord your God, the Lord your God is on your." Oh, my soul, listen to me. Oh, my soul, don't be afraid. Hope in the Lord. Come on. By His righteousness and power, it will strengthen.
It will strengthen.
He will guide. And I will soar on wings like eagles, held by the hand.
How many want the hand of God to hold you?
And not grow tired on His name I call.
For the Lord is never weary.
The Lord is never weary.
Talk to your soul. Come on.
So do you not know?
Do you not know?
Have you not heard about it?
Have you not heard?
Oh, it's been told.
It's been told from the beginning.
The Lord your God.
The Lord your God is on your side.
Talk to your soul.
Oh my soul, don't be afraid. Hope in the Lord.
Oh, how many hope in the Lord?
Righteousness and
He will strengthen you.
He will strengthen. He will guide.
Oh,
oh,
I will soar on wings like held by the hand of God.
Held by the hand of
God. I will run and not grow tired.
And not grow tired. But on His name.
Come on. Come on. For the Lord.
For the Lord is never weary. His ways are beyond my thoughts. I will trust in Him with all my.
Sing it to Him. For the Lord is never weary. Come on.
For the Lord,
hey,
is never. Trust in Him with all my heart.
Come on. For the Lord is never weary of your endless problems. His ways are beyond your ability to think of how He plans and what He is trying to do. I will trust in Him with all my heart. And with all my soul. Come on, sing with me.
For the Lord is never weary. His ways are beyond my thoughts. I will trust in Him with all.
He wants to hear for the last time. For the Lord is never weary. Come on. Hey.
For the Lord.
happy that his ways are beyond your thoughts, that he knows all that he's doing, that he's never tired of you or me, that he will always bless us at the end of the day. The Lord is never weary. His ways are beyond my thoughts. I will trust in him. Come on, sing with me. For the Lord never weary.
For the Lord is never weary. His ways are beyond my thoughts. I will trust in him with all my heart.
Lift your hand and thank him.
With all my heart, yeah. For the Lord is never weary. His ways are beyond my thoughts. I will trust in him.
Come on, give him a wave. Thank him. Thank him for your life. Thank him. Today is Thanksgiving Sunday. Thank him that he blessed you. Thank him he brought you from January all the way to December. Thank him for the seed time and the harvest time. Thank him for the cold times and the hot time. Thank him for the winter and the summer. Thank him for the night and the darkness. Thank him for the day when there was light. Thank him for the time you couldn't see your way. Thank him that everything, in all things and for all things. Thank him for the Lord is never weary. His ways are beyond my thoughts. I will trust in him with all my heart. I will rely on Jehovah. I will put my trust in his everlasting arm. For the Lord is never weary. Oh, my soul, my soul, my soul. We've got to trust the Lord. My soul, we've got to trust the Lord. My soul, we've got to hope in the Lord. My soul, we've got to love the Lord. Oh, my soul, have you not heard? It's been said from the beginning. The Lord is on your side. Oh, my soul, be encouraged. Wake up, my soul. Wake up, my soul. Get up, my soul. Within me, get up, my soul. For the Lord is on your side. I'm speaking to my soul. Get up, my soul. Don't be downhearted. Don't be discouraged. For the Lord, have you not heard from the beginning that the Lord was on your side? The Lord has always been on your side. Oh, my soul, don't be afraid. Hope in the Lord, for the Lord is about to do a great thing. Lift your hand and give the Lord a shout of praise, somebody. Come on.
Oh, my soul, you not know, have you not heard? It's been told from the beginning
that the Lord
your God.
Oh, my soul, wake up!
Oh, my soul, don't be afraid.
Hope in the Lord.
Hope in the Lord.
By his righteousness and power.
By his righteousness and
power. Oh, sing with me.
He will strengthen, he will guide.
Hey!
For the Lord. His ways are beyond my thoughts. I will trust in him with all my heart.
Thank him. Ask him even to forgive you for complaining about problems that are not problems. Thank him. Have you not heard from the beginning? Have you not heard from the beginning? My soul, don't be afraid. Hope in the Lord. Hope in the Lord. Don't be afraid. Oh, my soul. From the beginning, it was said, the Lord is on your side. Oh, my soul. Trust in the Lord. Hope in the Lord. By his righteousness and by his power, he will strengthen. He will guide. Come on, my soul. The Lord is never weary. He's never tired. His ways are beyond how you've been calculating and how you've been planning. Oh, my soul, wake up. Don't be discouraged. Don't cry. My soul, don't cry. Don't cry. My soul, don't cry. Don't be discouraged. His ways are beyond your thoughts. His ways are beyond your thoughts. Thank him for the darkness. Thank him for the light. Thank him for day and thank him for night. All came from him. all came from him, the cold and the hot, the coldness when you were suffering. Thank him for the heat when you were sweating. It came from the same source. God promised the day. He promised the night. He promised the seed time. He promised the harvest. Oh, my soul, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Hope in the Lord. Don't forget, it's been said from the beginning, the Lord is on your side. He will help you. He will strengthen. He will guide. Come on, thank him, somebody. Join my soul and thank the Lord. Join my soul and let your soul also magnify the Lord. Let your soul thank him. For Jehovah is Jehovah. His everlasting arms and his power are overshadowing you by angelic powers and supernatural forces. He shall keep you and guide you and bring you to his pleasant places. The Lord shall guide and strengthen you by supernatural event that you would think a natural event. His power and his grace shall be upon you. Oh, my soul, my soul, my soul. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. For the Lord your God, he will push you over. He will take you over to the other side. My soul, oh, my soul, don't be discouraged. Don't be afraid. Hope in the Lord. In the year 2005, hope in the Lord. For the Lord your God is on your side. The Lord. Have you not heard? Oh, my soul. Do you not know that he's on your side? He will bless. He will guide. He will strengthen you. Bless the Lord. Bless him. Thank you. Thank you. Lift him. Lift your hands. Just thank him. I feel the blessing. Jehovah's blessing in the house. You lift your hands, he blesses you. You lift your hands, you thank him. You thank him and you bless him. You come to the sweet waters. After bitter waters comes sweet waters. After night comes day. After cold comes heat. My son and my daughter, God is going to turn things around. Hope in the Lord. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. For the Lord your God is on your side. He's here to bless you. Give him thanks always for all things. For all things. Oh, thank you. It's been said from the beginning. From the beginning. It was in the beginning the plan was made for your case, for your life, for your situation. Your case is not too big for God and for Jehovah. His arms are greater than your arms and bigger than you and your problems combined times 20. The Lord your God is on your side. Come on, thank him with me today. Hey, thank him. Thank him. The Lord is on your side. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every head bowed, every eye closed. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ today. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. Somebody invited me, but I'm not a Christian. If you're here like that, lift up your right hand quickly. Just your right hand. If you don't lift it high, I am not going to respond to that. Lift it up high. Thank you. Thank you. Lift it up high. And come to the front if you've lifted your hand. For the Lord never. All right. You go back because you came for the last service, all right? If you lifted your hand, please come to the front. I want to pray with you quickly. Oh, yes. Come. It's when I'm beyond my thoughts, I will trust in him with all my heart.
I don't want to go to grass again.
All right.
I don't want to go to grass again. I don't want to go to grass
again. Say this prayer. Stand up.
God, deliver me.
Yeah, he's going to deliver you right now. Listen, say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
For my sins.
My sins.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Today.
Today.
I believe in Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Savior. And my Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
Sir.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. You are delivered. Oh, my soul, do you not know? Have you not heard? It's been told from the beginning. The Lord your God is on your side. Oh, my soul, don't be afraid.
Trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord. Hey. By his righteousness and power, he will strengthen, he will guide.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.